INTS presents The Flower Child. If only the world could be the way a hippie sees it. The Flower Child is free to love the world and all its vistas, is neither girl nor boy, but all, does not see authority beyond virtue, knows not race, creed, or color, a true child of the universe. The hippie philosophy is the essence of ecumenity. Apolitical, totally nonpartisan, represents no race short of the human race, represents no commercial interests short of trinkets and offs. Began the free love movement, long hair, anti-war, ban the bomb, peace sign, pot and acid, Greenpeace, practical clothing, sister brotherhood of all. The hip generation didn't begin with the hippies. Rather, it was a follow-up to the beat generation, and rightly so, because North American society was the only one that could afford such juvenile fads. Times were getting fat. Detroit sound was the result of so many kids having so much free time, since their dads had good work in the car factories. The beatniks were the first rebellious youth movement of that era, famous for their heel-tapping, finger-snapping, that is, freely spouting prose or poetry in an impromptu performance centered around the coffee houses proliferating everywhere in the USA and Canada, called imaginary names like the fourth dimension and struggling to survive. The beat generation wasn't so named because the kids felt beat by the society they lived in, as reported by some writers on the subject. They weren't named by a subsequent generation. They lived the beat, referring to music, because of their age and inclination to get more involved in a distinct group separate from the rest of society. Pardon me. The term beatnik was embraced by them almost immediately, just as the hip generation that followed became hippie. The beatniks were just playing at dropping out of society. It took the hippies to actually do it. Tune in, turn on, and drop out. Translated into beatnik was, get with it, go man, go. But the reference to drugs just wasn't there. The hippies had good reason to get stoned. The world they lived in was exploding, more than 300 nuclear tests, all considerably larger than the Nagasaki Hiroshima bombs that had gone off almost to the day that most of the hippies were born. The beats had seen this trauma, but were convinced by their parents that the war was good, whereas the hippies felt it in their bones and knew that society was heading down a rotten path and some new standard was needed. The beats had short hair and youthful, artistic, tight-fitting clothing, showing some independence from their elders, but the hip generation wanted to be completely different. Long hair meant no to armed forces, enlistment, or police training. The clothing and beads were an anti-uniform, and all the beats did was pave the way for a subculture to exist.